Hello, and today we will be talking about the Richard Ramirez case. So, in the year of 1994, a serial killer known as the Night Stalker made his first victim in his killing spree through the year of 1994 through 1995. His true identity is Richard Ramirez. He killed 14 people, raped and tortured dozens, and started. Thankfully, he was captured in 1985 and was convicted and sentenced to death in 1998, excuse me, 1989, and later died in 2013. Some of his victims' names are Jenny Vincow, Dale Okunadze, Maria Hernandez, Veronica Yu, Vincent and Maxine Zazara, Bill Doy, Carol Kyle, Mabel Bell, Florence Lang, Mary Cannon, Whitney Bennett, Joyce Nelson, Sophia Dickman, Layla and Max Needing, and a family where the husband was killed and the wife and son were both sodomized, along with Elias Aboweth. His crimes took place mainly in the state of California. It was a widespread across the state. His killings or assaults would take place any type of day, so basically in the streets, you could not be safe from him. Thankfully, he left evidence at crime scenes that the police were able to draw him back to that crime scene, such as shoe prints, his little calling cards, fingerprints. So, thankfully, in that year, the California Department of Justice had a automated fingerprint indexing system where they were able to digitize his fingerprints found at multiple crime scenes. One day, when he went home to his home state of Texas, where he was trying to steal a car and along with kidnap a girl, people were able to recognize him because the police released his mugshot from a previous crime he had committed, and they recognized him as the Night Stalker, and they basically beat him, and then the police came and arrested him. But due to his fingerprints in the car that he left, the police were able to tie him back to the crime scenes of which he left his own prints, thankfully. His legal outcome was wow. He was found guilty of 13 counts of murder. 13. Five attempted murders, 11 sexual assaults, 14 burglary charges. And to top that all, he also received 19 death sentences. When I read all this myself and I was researching about why he did it and what drove him to do it just shocked me. He was not born this way. He was made. He was molded to become this through the use of drugs, his epilepsy. He was molded to become this man who saw no boundaries, a man who created a cult and believed in and would practice satanic rituals. He was molded and crafted to become this. Well, that's all for today, and thank you for listening.